This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan forces have killed the alleged Taliban mastermind of a suicide car bomb attack that left at least 30 security personnel dead, officials said on Monday. Hamza Waziristani was killed in an airstrike overnight in the eastern province of Ghazni, where the bomber struck an Afghan military base on Sunday. The Afghan Defense Ministry released a statement saying, quote, the mastermind behind yesterday's terrorist attack on the base was killed, along with seven other terrorists. That's the end of the quote. Sunday's attack was one of the deadliest in months, targeting government forces in Afghanistan, where violence has surged since the start of peace talks between President Ashraf Ghani's administration and the Taliban in Qatar. No group has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. The Taliban often don't comment on deadly attacks they're accused of carrying out. The insurgents have launched near-daily attacks against Afghan forces, primarily in rural areas, since signing a deal with Washington in February that paved the way for the withdrawal of foreign troops by May 2021. Violence has also surged in Kabul in recent weeks, with more than 50 people killed in two assaults on educational centers, and also a rocket attack. The three Kabul attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group, but Afghan officials blame the Taliban, who deny any involvement. Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a very significant week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days, with serious differences yet to be resolved. The EU negotiator told reporters in London that work continues as both sides look for a deal to prevent disruption to almost $1 trillion worth of trade at the end of December. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed called an extraordinary session of the parliament on Monday while the conflict in the country's northern Tigray region continues. Late Sunday, Reuters reported that the leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, claimed in a text message that Tigray forces had shot down an Ethiopian plane and had taken a town from the federal forces. There's not been any immediate comment on such claims from the government or the military of Ethiopia. In a related development, the U.S. Embassy in Eritrea said that six explosions were heard overnight in the capital, Asmara. The explosions came hours after Prime Minister Abiy declared victory in the offensive of government forces against TPLF, and the army said it had taken full control of the Tigray capital, Mekele. Government sources say TPLF leaders remain on the run. Four French police officers have been charged in connection to the beating and racial abuse of a black music producer days after the incident in Paris that intensified controversy over a proposed security law. The beating of music producer Michel Zecler was exposed in video footage published online last week. Critics say it's an example of institutionalized racism among French law enforcement officers targeting people who are black or Arab. An investigating magistrate ruled early Monday morning to charge the officers with, quote, willful violence by a person holding public authority. They were also charged with forgery, according to a judicial source who spoke to the French news agency. Two of the officers remain behind bars. The other two were put on conditional release. A Paris prosecutor on Sunday called for the officers to be charged specifically with using racial abuse. The most prominent leaders of the Thai anti-government protests presented themselves at a police station on Monday to hear charges of insulting the king, but they said they would not be deterred from their protest movement in Thailand. It is the first time in more than 2 years that anyone has been charged with Article 112 in the Thai Criminal Code. It can mean a jail sentence of up to 15 years. A total of seven protest leaders faced royal insult charges. They did not say whether they would plead guilty to those charges. They're among dozens of protesters who face charges linked to the anti-government demonstrations. And Australian firefighters are struggling to control a massive bushfire that has already destroyed 40% of a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Fraser Island. Before a heat wave hit on Monday, the fire on Fraser Island has been raging for more than 6 weeks and is expected to worsen with the high temperatures of the Australian summer today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.